A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday. My name is Ben Kelly. I'm joined today by Ross Chanley to discuss some of the Liverpool FC stories knocking about the world today. As we've always been for the last few weeks, as you'll have noticed, we are backed by The Athletic, the best written coverage of Liverpool FC in the world right now, including a world-class team of writers, including James Pearce, Simon Hughes, and the best bit about it, it is completely ad-free. No ads, no annoying pop-ups anywhere to be seen on the site. Right now, you can get 50% off your yearly subscription and a 30-day free trial by going to the redmenathletic.co.uk/theredmentv. So that's Red Men News. theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. We'll stick it in the description for those of you who couldn't make sense of what I was just trying to do there.
It was going all so well.
But it is the new home of football writing. We're going to start with an Athletic article today because Alex Inglethorpe, Liverpool's academy director, has sat down with James Pearce and done a fantastic interview with him. Let's have a little look at this. The title of the article is as follows: the club benefits from having a fearless manager. If he sees younger player doing better than an older one, he'll play him. And it's a long read, you know, as most of the articles on The Athletic are, Ross, but there's some really interesting bits of insight in there. Basically, it starts by talking about they've had a bit of a makeover at the academy at the moment because Trent's gone and won the Champions League. And actually, you've been to the academy as well. When you go around there, there's loads of like posters up of players who've gone through the academy and made it at Liverpool. And Inglethorpe was joking with Alexander-Arnold that he needed to win something before he got himself one of those posters. Now Alexander-Arnold's poster is next to Steven Gerrard's, which is amazing. But as you go through the article, Ross, you know, he talks about Bobby Duncan, he talks about Harry Wilson's first team prospects. You're getting a real sense for how difficult it is to be an academy prospect at the moment at Liverpool and make it.
Yeah, I think it's a good incentive for players when they see the likes of Trent and let them make it. Even the likes of Harry Wilson, if you saw in pre-season, a lot of youngsters get their opportunity and they get like a little sniff of what's going on. The likes of Harvey Elliott, although he's not in the first team, probably he's still going away on like Champions League games and going on the bench and serving up some atmosphere. So I think it's just a sign of where we're at as a club, how class our first 11 is. That's the reason why it's difficult to go and get in. But Trent is an example of what you can go and do when you take your opportunity. You know, we got lucky, you know, Klein got injured and he got thrown off against Manchester United and he took it and he's grown. But in the whole, I think Liverpool's a good place to be. I think, you know, that top line there of having Jurgen Klopp, someone who kind of believes in youngsters and is willing to give someone a chance if they take it right. And equally, you know, we've got the likes of Bobby Duncan, although I don't think it was directly his fault. You're going to mess about, then we haven't got time for you.
Absolutely. And I think actually one of the most interesting parts about this is the Bobby Duncan stuff. I'd recommend reading that bit. Pearce writes it very well. He says that, you know, he sort of chose his words very carefully, Inglethorpe. But, you know, he said, look, we wish Bobby well. Not every player is going to want to wait and develop under at Liverpool. And Liverpool as a club have to respect that. And that's why eventually they came to a deal to sell him to Fiorentina, even though he's not yet been in a Fiorentina starting 11 or even named in a first team squad. So, you know,
because his agent's a meth.
And that too, absolutely. So,
he doesn't say that, though, does he?
No, I don't think Alex Inglethorpe does, but he's thinking it. We know he's thinking it. So let's move on to the title then of the show today. And it's the news we were kind of all waiting on. Alisson looks set to return from injury for Liverpool for the Man United game at the weekend. We did wonder whether he was going to be back in time for Leicester. I was actually in the camp of it was just better to wait. I'm so comfortable with Adrian now. I was happy for him for Alisson to take that little bit of extra time, with the international break as well, and make sure that he was back for this game. Ross, it's a big game to drop him back in for, but he's a big player for us.
Yeah, I think I was the same as you. I, like, even if Adrian started this, I would have been fine because he's been really good. But I think the fact that you bring Alisson into this game, he has that aura and presence that I think Van Dijk, Fabinho, a lot of our spine bring. I think that's a massive boost going into a game like this. I don't want to jinx anything, but Man United don't have a lot of shots. This might be a good game for him to come into.
Potentially.
But it's a massive boost. I was the same as you. Like, you let him rest. Don't just chuck him back for the last game for the sake of it. Adrian's been doing a really good job, and you don't want to aggravate the injury that he had before. And, our medical team are very stringent in what they do. Mm-hmm. And, don't rush players back into it for the sake of doing it. And I think, he can get caught up as a fan going, oh, you're just going to get him in. But, if he's ready, I know he said he's ready for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy to see him.
Yeah, well, he's saying that he's been back in training for almost 2 weeks and basically, while his teammates were on international duty last week, took part in, tailored sessions to him personally to make sure that he was back up to full fitness. The rest of the article, we're on The Times and it's a paid-for subscription, so I can't access the rest of it. But, interestingly enough for me, I think maybe part of the Leicester decision, Ross, was the fact that if he had played in that game, he might have then been expected to go on international duty, and the club probably didn't want that. They probably wanted him at Melwood doing his own thing. So I think the club, it's almost as if the club know what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Clever people.
Speaking of injuries and moving on, now I never know whether to throw stories like this in here or not, especially when we do around the league as well. But it looks like Sergio Aguero's picked up an injury for Manchester City. Now you can very, very easily look as if you're celebrating injuries. All we're doing is reporting on it in an unbiased and fair way. The Liverpool Echo here have reported that Sergio Aguero might be out for a little while with Man City. It doesn't really specify what kind of injury it is. And I did message my mate who's a Man City fan to sort of ask him, and he didn't really know either. All it's been said is that from one of the Argentinian coaches has basically said, yeah, Sergio Aguero hasn't come on the international training and he's not been training 100% with his club either. So, look, Ross, the injuries are sort of totaling up for him here, particularly at the back, obviously. But, I do wonder whether how many do they have before, it really does begin to dry up for them.
Yeah, very unlucky, aren't they? I think I like Jesus, but I don't think he's nowhere near Aguero. He says that's kind of a bit of a blow. But you look at City in a way that they're like a machine, aren't they? So they're not just relying on Aguero. They're similar to us. They've got Sterling, he's going to get goals. De Bruyne, the Silvers are all going to get goals as well. So he will be a loss, but it's not like they solely rely on him to go and get them 10, 15 goals. I know he's the highest goal scorer so far, but we need more.
He's been so key for Man City, and I think obviously last season they went a lot of the season without De Bruyne, but I think because they had Aguero who can turn a half chance into a goal, pretty much most of the time. If they lack the striker that can convert these chances, it could potentially be a bigger blow than losing De Bruyne. But at the same time, the system at Man City works so well. You can just never tell how badly it's going to affect them or not.
No, and you don't know with the injury either. If he's not been training properly, but then, we've still got another week till the fixtures come back round.
Yeah,
doing a quick trip to Barcelona.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I put it this way, if I had him in my fancy team, I wouldn't be removing him quite yet. I'd wait until
Friday.
Until the last minute, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next story we're going to talk about, it's from Mundo Deportivo, but that's all in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, so I've got it on the Metro as well. Who've cited them. This makes me laugh. Barcelona prefer the idea of signing Marcus Rashford to Roberto Firmino. Suits me, Ross.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Is that because there's a massive charge on Barcelona signing any of our
potentially,
players?
But also, I mean, as a Barcelona director, how can you phone up the club who jibbed off your team in the Champions League 4-0 and go, we want to buy one of your players?
Yeah.
That's just not, the response on the phone is going to be, and just Michael Edwards is just going to put the phone down laughing. But Catalan giants are in the midst of searching for a long-term replacement for Luis Suarez, who's still really, really good, but turns 33 in January. They've been linked with Marcus Rashford, they've been linked with Firmino, they've been linked with Harry Kane, Kylian Mbappe. But they're convinced about Firmino's suitability. Unconvinced about Firmino's suitability. The Brazilian has blossomed into a superstar at Liverpool, but Barcelona chiefs prefer Rashford to his Premier League rival, who they held talks with before he signed a new long-term deal at United in last July. Do you think, Ross, I think the thing is, Firmino is so good, specifically in Liverpool's system. And you just have to wonder, you do have to wonder if you took Firmino out of this team and you put him in any other team in the world, is he quite as effective? And I think that's the question that Barcelona are asking themselves.
I think he will be for certain aspects of Barcelona's game, because Luis Suarez is a bit like that. You know, he's nitty gritty, hard working, he's a bit of a grafter. I think his finishing is a bit more clinical than Firmino, or positions he gets himself into. I think it might be to do with his age as well. Yeah. You look at Marshall Rashford, he's got, you know, 5, 6, 7 years maybe on Firmino, maybe even 8. You know, for a long-term replacement, that's pretty good. And you think Rashford, he's under a lot of pressure at Manchester United. Is he the right answer to go from Man United's number 9 to Barcelona's number 9? That's a lot to take
on. I
look at the price of Harry Kane as well.
Yeah, well, Harry Kane's going to cost him a lot of money, but he'll be cheaper this summer than any other summer so far at Tottenham, because Tottenham, things are going a little bit wrong at Tottenham, and he'll be desperate to go, because if they don't win anything this season, just purely because he'll be desperate to win trophies, I think he will. I think he will be getting to the stage where he will, because it's not happening with England and it's not happening with Tottenham either. And I think, you know, if you want to go down as one of the great British strikers, the great strikers ever in the Premier League, or, you know, in European football, you've
got to
go
to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, exactly. So it does say that Mbappe and Kane lead Barcelona's wish list for the new number 9. But
are they interested in getting Neymar back as well?
Apparently. I mean, where are they going to get that money from? I don't know how that works. I'm interested in FFP, but I've kind of lost interest.
Never
in
mentioned
it at the
same
time. I've lost interest in it because it just doesn't get enforced, does it? Let's be honest with ourselves. Final story, little and finally for you. Harry Redknapp, why I'm desperate for LFC to win the title. Just a little aside, he spoke to the Daily Mail talking about how if he could have managed one club in his career, he would have loved to have managed Liverpool, and he would have liked to have seen them. He'd like to see them win the league this year because he's got a massive bet on it, which is the most Harry Redknapp thing ever.
Wow.
Absolutely. Let's move on then to the comments. Tom, have you got any?
He wasn't ready for that.
His own little world.
Someone put a comment with loads of numbers, and I asked for what that was in words, so I was just waiting for it.
Okay.
I did also ask if it annoys people that the laptop isn't centred.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are annoyed.
Okay.
Anyway, super chat from Ramian79, thank you. He says, Liverpool winning the league is all down to chemistry rather than spending money on players. Ben, are you going to do any youth loan development watch?
I'm not really, that's not really my neck of the woods on the channel anymore. Jack Gill's doing a fantastic job at covering all that. He's been brilliant. James McHale as well, both of them doing the youth podcast. I don't think they're doing the development watch as per se, but they're doing
it's
youth.
Pretty much the same thing.
It's pretty much the same thing, just an hour show on the website. It they're doing a really good job at covering it. They're getting to more games than me. Look, I'm doing university third year. I could not get my head around doing all the youth stuff again this year, but they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, they are. They're putting a show out on Wednesday, I believe. Dan the Man, speaking about Adrian, says Adrian has been wonderful, but he's not the best goalkeeper in the world. Alisson is. And then Carl Sutton says Adrian's done an amazing job, but Alisson is back. Get him in for the United game if he's ready. Klopp knows best.
I bet Adrian's must be made up, because he must have come into this club thinking, I'm not going to get a lot of game time.
Because
Alisson's there, and his first game, he's got injured, he's gone, right, go on. Then, you know, he's had the Super Cup, he's had a really good run of form. I actually feel really bad for him, the fact that, you know, he's obviously not going to play Manchester United if Alisson's fit. But he knew that coming into the season. You know, he's had a good run. He's had more of his fair share of games than he probably thought he was going to get in the whole season, to be fair. And I think he's got that professional ability about him to just go.
Professionalism.
That's the one. Yeah. Made up a word.
professionability.
Just to go, yeah, okay, sound. I'll take my seat and then maybe come in for, you know, the cup games. The cups.
And I think now we're going to have an enforced confidence in Adrian wherever he does come in for those cup games.
Baggage was a massive thing. I think that he made a huge difference coming on. He's not like a Karius who's going to throw the ball at someone's foot.
Tom?
Johnny Walker just says simply, I'm sick of the international kickabout.
I think we all are. I mean, I'm trying to plan an Around the League show this week, and it's, I must admit, content's a little thin on the ground. So if you want to leave any comments of what we should talk about in the Around the League in the comments below, let us know.
Do you know what annoys me? Why people were surprised that England lost to the Czech Republic?
Well, because they just always win the qualifiers, don't we? It did surprise me. I didn't think they'd lose. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're Premier League players. Yeah. And
but they play anyone half decent and they struggle.
Look, don't shoot me, mate.
I'm not.
Gareth Southgate wants to play his 4-2-3-1 nonsense. It's, you know.
I couldn't even tell you that's what he plays. Is that what he plays?
Yeah, basically. One more, Tom.
This is about the Firmino and Rashford stuff. Charles Williams says, no, you don't have to wonder, is he his first choice for Brazil? Obviously Firmino. Also, Firmino was doing it in Germany beforehand. It's international break and silly time for press.
That's fine. Look, it may, look, I do agree. I think Firmino still is a world-class talent, but, you know, I think, you know, with the, as you said, I think they're looking at the longevity Barcelona. I think they're looking at Marcus Rashford, who right now isn't firing on all cylinders for Man United, but he's certainly shown flashes of being like a really lethal striker.
What would Firmino cost them as well, really? Plus the
Barcelona tax.
The Coutinho tax on top.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you saying Rashford's better than Firmino?
At no point did I say that there, Tom. I'm not even going to rise to the possibility that I may have said that. Right, thanks very much for watching, everybody. Thanks very much, Ross, for joining me as always. Don't forget to check out The Athletic. You can get 30-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription at theathletic.uk/redmennews. I just cannot say that link, but it's in the description. It's in the comments below. Anyway, thanks very much again for watching. We'll be back tomorrow with more Red Men News. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.